This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 in Kansas City. May wheat opened at 482.5, down 2.25 on the open. July, 486, down 2. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 460.5, down 1 on the open. July, 473.5, down 1.5. September, 482.5, down 2.5. December, 496, down 2.5. March, 2008, 504, down 3.5 on the open. May corn open at 399.5, down 3.75 on the open. July, 410, down 5.25. September, 406, down 4. December, 406, down 3.75. March, 415.75, down 3.25. July, 2008, 426.5, down 3 on the open. May soybeans open at 762, down 7.5 on the open. July, 778.5, down 5.75. August, 785, down 7.25. September, 791, down 9. November, 804, down 9. January, 812, down 9.5. March, 2008, 819, down 10.5. May, 823, down 8.5 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 218, down 130 on the open. July, 221.50, down 370. May soybean oil opened at 31.80, down 16 on the open. July, 32.25, down 11. At the Merck, March feeders opened at 104.05, down 30 on the open. April, 105.30, up 17.5. May, 106.80, up 7.5. August, 108.10, down 12.5 on the open. April live cattle opened at 97.85, down 25 on the open. June, 94.60, down 10. August, 92.20, down 10. October, 95.95, down 27.5 on the open. April lean hogs opened at 63.50, down 7.5 on the open. May, 73.40, up 12.5. June, 74 even, up 12.5. July, 74.90, up 5 on the open. And May pork bellies open at 102.50, down 72.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Join us this evening at another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Tonight, we will be at the Ford Iroquois Farm Bureau in Gilman. That's south on Route 45. The meeting getting underway at 7 o'clock. And as a special feature, we'll have AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser along to give his outlook on the spring planting season. Panelists for this particular meeting include Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing, Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities, and this man, Pete Manhart, of Bates Commodities over in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
What do you expect at tonight's meeting to be topics of interest?
Oh, what's the high going to be and when, and when's the low going to be and when, and what's the report going to say Friday?
And what is the weather going to be over the next 4 weeks?
Right. And the weather forecast that we've heard this morning, part of why it's pushing it down is going to be turnout drier than it has been, which we need. Lots of places got 2 to 4 inches in the last 4 or 5 days. So the report on Friday will be big, and as soon as it's over, it'll be weather. The report on Friday, there's wide ranges of numbers thrown out there, so I don't know what we can really expect on that.
Well, it does appear that USDA is going to be in the higher than 8 to 9 million acre increase in corn. I mean, you just look at the progression from where the congressional baseline began at 86 million, then to the agricultural outlook form at the beginning of the month at 87 million, and you've got to feel that they're at least going to be at that level, right, Pete?
Well, these are people that aren't the same as the people putting together the report, especially the commerce when Keith Collins. So I would say they'll be somewhere between 8 and 9.5, but as far as where in that range, I really don't have any idea.
Well, if we're between 8 and 9.5, then that's almost a non-starter because the trade is sitting right about 10. I wouldn't think it would move the market very much.
Well, I think trade right now feels like if it's under 10, that the carryout will get less or won't get any bigger. And you have to be 10 or over to have the carryout not get smaller. And that's with a big crop per acre. Which, when you add all that ground in, I don't know if the per acre yields can be as high as they have them.
Meanwhile, we're also looking at a grain stocks report on Friday, Pete, and that seems to me might even be a bigger report than the acreage report.
It might come out bigger because their news is in the wind that they think that industry thinks that usage hasn't been as good over the winter as expected, and that they could raise carryout there.
So 781 was the number in January, and it was also the same number in February. No movement, in fact, across all three commodities, wheat, corn, and soybeans from January to February. Are you looking for a bigger number in this quarterly grain stocks report for corn?
Well, it could be another 50 higher, I think, without any problem. I think they could decrease cattle usage, and they could increase usage by ethanol and or exports. So both of those have a possibility of changing.
So an increase of about 50 million bushels in the corn carry out on the grain stock report. You add that with a 10 to 10.5 million acre addition for corn acres for new crop. What does that all imply for prices?
Well, if you had 10.5 million more acres, prices would be pushed down, but if you only have 8.5, prices would be pushed up. So anything in this report that shows that we're going to increase carryout is going to hurt prices because we've got prices higher enough now that it was trying to get those acres. And if it's got them, we'll go back down.
Flip it around and give us your soybean analysis. Same
soybean questions. Analysis, we've had a range of about 4.1 to 9.5. I think USDA is somewhere in the 5 to 6 million. That's going to cut carry out a little bit, but we also have a big crop coming from the rest of the world. But I think we still need those bean acres to keep the crop going. If you looked at 08 and 09 beans, they made new highs last week, while corn and beans had dropped off in the last month, whereas 08 and 09 actually made new highs.
Why are we heading toward a carry market already heading out to 08 and 09?
I really don't know. I think it's just because they want to make sure we have acres and not all corn planted here in the U.S.
Seems so early to do that to me.
It seems early to me, too. And I think that maybe is an indication that if we have not as many acres moved over to, or more than expected moved over to corn, that we could have beans just really boom to the upside if the acreage is really not enough to produce what we need in beans.
Are you still of a mindset that producers ought to get some sort of protection on between now and Friday?
I think that that's not a bad idea, and I would be, the May ones take you through the third week of April. They're fairly reasonable. If you want to go a little further, you can go out to the June, but we've had people doing that for the last month, buying May puts to protect the bottom side on both corn and beans, and they might go out to, we've had some to go ahead and just do the Decembers, but we've had a lot of people doing the Mays.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhar debates commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. May wheat, 481.5, down 3.25. July, 484.5, down 3.5. At the Board of Trade in Chicago, May wheat, 457 and a quarter, down 4 1/4. July, 470 and a half, down 4 1/2. September, 481 and a half, down 3 1/2. May, corn, 397 and 3/4, down 5 1/2. July, 409 and a half, down 5 3/4. December, 406, down 3 3/4. May, beans, 760 and 3/4, down 8 3/4. July, 776 and a half, down 8 3/4. November, 804, down 9. May, soybean meal, 216.50, down 270. May, soybean oil, 31.74, down 22. At the Merck, March feeders sitting at 104.35, unchanged. April live cattle, 98.15, up 50. April lean hogs, 63.75, up 17 and a half. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.